Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm sorry, you're a what? It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to that, Emmanuel Macron was egged the other day in France. Didn't get a lot of attention. But I saw that. And, you know, after what has happened with various eggings and Larry Elder running for governor in California and different people across the country, pushins and shovins, I was thinking, and obviously I'm not hoping for this. I don't want it to happen. Anybody who does this is a nut job. I think we've got a political assassination of a major figure coming.
That's chilling.
Doesn't it just feel like that should happen in the world? The way everybody's so on edge?
Yeah, and demonizing their opponents and the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like that an attempt or a success. You know, I just feel like there's one coming that, you know, and I don't want it. Maybe that would settle us down. I don't know. Everybody think, this is for real. I forgot. This is not all just hijinks. Because right now I feel like it's all being treated as kind of like a joke.
Well, remember the crazy Bernie supporter who shot up the congressional baseball practice? I mean, that was only by the grace of God and our emergency medical folks that wasn't a high-profile assassination.
Right. Anyway.
Steve Scalise, number 3 in the House at that point, wasn't he? Or number 2?
Yep. Things are too hot. Things are too hot. Anyway, hope I'm wrong.
Everybody keep cool. So, as I said, you're a what? Evidently, climate psychologist is a job. And CNBC
psychologist
is quoting a climate psychologist.
Are they offering help to the climate? Why do you look so down?
You seem kind of hot these days. What's the problem?
Why so rainy?
Listen, this is actually this is the breeze of common sense blowing through the plains. Climate psychologist says neither gloom and doom nor extreme solution obsessed optimism is the best way to discuss climate change productively.
You doom and gloomers. Jeez, take it somewhere else. Stay away from me.
This is an interview with climate psychologist Renee Lertzman, which again is a
climate psychologist.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe she was just smart enough to name herself that and think, I'm going to jump on this train. Everybody's going to come to me for their climate psychology needs.
Tried cat psychologist for a while. Then was a dream interpreter. Needed a new scam.
I was a gerbil whisperer.
So this article opens with how communication about climate change is not really going well. And Jack, this three-word sentence, people are scared.
Yeah, oh boy, I'm not.
Almost three in four people.
You can't measure how not scared I am.
Almost three in four people worldwide, 72%, are worried that global climate change will harm them personally at some point in their lifetime.
I don't believe that.
According to survey data from the nonpartisan Pew Research Center.
I do not believe that the millions and millions of people who are struggling every day just to survive are worried much about climate change.
Wow, that's a good point. Yeah, people living on the equivalent of a dollar a day.
Or you're in any war-torn country, which is a lot of them.
Yeah. We have 30% infant mortality here, but what I'm really scared about is another degree temperature rise in the next 10 days, 10
years.
I'd be
shocked if three-quarters of the world population is even aware of climate change, let alone worried about it.
Yeah. Almost half of young people say their feelings about climate change negatively impact their daily lives.
Well, that's because your teacher has told you it should since you were in kindergarten. No joke. No, I'm
right.
Not joking here.
Why not?
The number two thing. Since kindergarten and Sesame Street and everything else, since you were a tiny kid, you've been told you should be scared to death of this. So, yeah, of course you are.
And among young people, 77% say the future is frightening with regard to climate change. That's because the adults have scared them.
Yeah, because your fourth grade science teacher told you this.
Yeah, man. What I think this crisis is actually inviting us to step into, she says, is a fundamentally different lens, which is really moving from that me to we. And it's really stretching our cognitive capacity to think and experience and see ourselves as part of a system and as embedded in the system.
You need to go away, lady.
And I think your cat is stressed out because you changed the color of your sofa. I'm trying to read her bull crap, but
that was dismissive.
Yeah, I'd say. I'm midway through this. I'm exhausted by it.
You know, if it turns out I'm wrong,
so dumb,
and I'm 110 years old, and I'm my house is up on stilts because there's water inland. I'll say you were right. All right, okay. Is that a good bet? If that happens, or it's so dang hot out there you can hardly stand it, I'll just say, yeah, you're right. I was wrong. It still wouldn't have made any difference if I cared or not. So I don't care.
Well, Jack, it's absolutely essential that we start from a place of really having deep compassion for that feeling of, quote, nothing I can do will matter. So it's not like we shouldn't be feeling that, or there's something wrong with us for feeling that our individual actions are not sufficient. Well, of course there isn't, because they're not, and they won't. Actually, I'm just going to really connect with myself here and say, you know what? Yeah, it's really painful. It's really hard.
Is it really hard? I'm picturing one guy I know who I've never had a conversation with him where he didn't bring up climate change.
Really?
Poor guy. Yeah, he's worried about it all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's only from that point that we're able to move into any kind of meaningful, impactful, creative response, where we're able to take stock of questions like, who am I? Where am I? What do I, how do I want to channel this energy, this concern, this care that I have, this that's coming up inside of me, that's expressing himself? We have to start from that place.
Huh. You know, maybe my kids won't be like this because they're growing up around me, but I would just hate it if when they're in high school or college that they're like seriously emotionally bothered by some of these things. It's just no way to go through life.
No, it's not. And mobilizing the children to be activists is really sick to my mind. In a lot of ways.
Well, because it requires frightening them first, yeah.
Right. They have childish, literally, perceptions of the world, ability to process information. They're easily frightened because they're not in control of their lives. And it's just, it's so obvious. I mean, a lot of these people are well-meaning, I think, but they're twisted. Because I see the stats on kids who are actually freaked out about climate change, mm-hmm. and it's disgusting. You can make somebody want to do something or convince that it's going to happen without terrifying them. And if you change your cat's food, it's likely to have the runs. Give it a week.
Jeez.
I guess that'd be more a vet than a psychologist.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I guess that's it.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.